KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska. Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
I always get it. I sat in a restaurant in Spain, and the violinist insisted on playing Yesterday right in my ear. And then he asked me to sign the violin, and I didn't know what to say. I was saying, well, okay, and I signed it, and Yoko signed it, and one day he's going to find out that Paul wrote it.
That's better than if they'd played Wedding Bells or Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine.
I guess so.
Maybe I should have saved that for later. You know, well, let's talk about that for a second. Because, you know, Yoko, you've even been called the Dragon Lady, who... The lady who brought the Beatles apart and took them all apart. I have trouble with English.
Can we please give her the credit for all the nice music that George made and Ringo made and Paul made and I've made since they broke up? If she did it.
That's true. And now,
it turned out all right, didn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, but you're aware of that. I mean, that the press saw you as the wedge that was driven in. I don't know how you can drive a wedge in three places or whatever, how many spaces there are between four people. There are millions of girls who would love to have met, let alone married, one of the four, any one of the four, probably, but certainly a lot of them.
Well, I resent to, you know, to think of him as one of the four, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, or any one of the four, etc., because I just met him as another artist and all that, and I didn't, you know, particularly realize that part of it, really.
You were a Beatles fan before, or would you say you were a Lennon fan before?
Neither.
Neither. Didn't care for either
really
of them.
She didn't know about us. The only name she knew was Ringo, because it means apple in Japanese. Mm. And so. Ringo means apple.
Ringo means apple. Yeah. Did you know that when you named your company Apple?
No.
Oh. It was just one of those happy accidents.
Just one of those happy apples, yes.
Happy applesauce. Mm. Right number of syllables.
Christmas.
Ringo, if you spell it sideways, spells groin.
Yes. Star backwards is rats.
I know, and there are a lot of... Do you do those things, too?
Along the road in the car, I'm always doing the signpost backwards. Anyway, she didn't split the Beatles, because how could one girl split the Beatles, or one woman, you know? The Beatles were drifting apart on their own, you know?
Can you remember when you realized that it was inevitable that you would split up?
No. It's like saying, you know, did you remember falling in love? Not quite, no. It just sort of happens.
How long was it? Fun.
Yeah, well, everything's fun off and on, you know. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it could have gone on being fun off and on, or it could have gone worse, I don't know. It's just that when you grow up, you know, we don't want to be the crazy gang, which they might know over here, which is British, or the Marx Brothers, which is sort of being dragged on stage playing She Loves You when we've got, you know, asthma and tuberculosis and when we're 50, you know. Here they are again, Yesterday, all my troubles. A long time ago, I said that I didn't want to be singing She Loves You when I'm 30. I said that when I was about 25 or something, which in a roundabout way meant that I wouldn't be doing whatever I was doing then, you know, at 30. Well, I was 30 last October, and that's about when my life changed, really.
And especially for John, I can say that he's at least sort of outgrown, you know, whatever they were in, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's very difficult for four artists who are so brilliant and talented to be together and do everything together, you know? I mean, just impossible almost. So whatever they were doing was almost miraculous, you know? that they were together at all.
With all the pressures and everything
that
they had.
I
guess the Hard Day's Night, everybody thought that was what life really was like for you, and that a man with a handheld camera had managed to capture essence of Beatle life, and that it was always just flitting about in a lovely, carefree, joyful way.
Was it ever like that? It wasn't that carefree ever. It was a lot more pressure. That was a sort of comic strip version of what actually was going on, you know. Mm-hmm. Pressure was far heavier than that. You know? And that was written after the author spending about 3 days with us when we played in London and then in Dublin and then back in London again. He wrote the whole of the film based on our characters, you know, clod-hopping Ringo, sharp John, whimsical Paul and stern George, and all those, the Beatle character myths were formed from 3 days watching us, you know, which was a lot of junk, really.
Would you like me to get that for you?
No, thank you. Oh. I don't believe
She's a female lib, you see.
That's why I hesitated, because I've had my finger snapped off by ladies on the show that I tried to light.
But you do light men's cigarettes as well sometimes, if you feel like it. If you're feeling gay, you know.
I do.
Well, one does light any sexy cigarettes, Betty Rowland, don't we?
John, I interrupted you, though. And,
did you?
I'm sorry.
What I meant was, as a woman, you know, it's such a nuisance to have to wait for somebody, you know, that bit too.
And do you make a point of opening the door for yourself?
No, I don't make a point of it. You know, when I'm tired, it's always very nice if somebody opens. But I don't, you know, at the same time, I don't make a point about just waiting. You know, that is silly too, I think. You know?
Yeah, I think so too. Mm. I think I disrupted something there, or I interrupted it.
Well,
really.
We
were talking about the fact that the impression in the Beatles movie that was the comic strip version of what life's really like.
Well, that was all I had to say, really. It was a comic strip version, and it sort of stuck with us, and now for a small message from We'll Be Back. Something like that.
He's right about that. We have a station break, and we'll be back.
Who just shake your hips. You jump way back and let your backbone slip. Do the ring, ding, do. Do the ring, ding, do. Yes, pretty baby, you can do the ring, ding, too. Humpty Dumpty sitting on the wall. Humpty Dumpty didn't fall at all. He did the ring, ding, do. He did the ring, ding, do. He did the ring, ding, do. Yes, pretty baby, you did do the ring, ding, too. Oh, King Cole was a merry old soul. A merry old soul was he. He called Birdland and got a bebop band. Now he can do the ring, ding, too.
double before I get myself in trouble.
I got a whole lot to tell you, but I have to wait.
Off my hand so I can bird land.
I got some mad signs, pistols too. When I get it done, I'll be with you. So I'm gonna do my homework, gonna do my homework, boy, all my way.
Sorry, little girl, have to go. Don't want to miss my TV show. I can't do my homework until I dig some jive. I'm crazy about rock and roll, man alive.
I'm gonna do my homework.
Sorry, little girl, I'll have to go. I don't want to miss my TV show. I can't do my homework until I dig some jive. I'm crazy about rock and roll, man alive.
I'm gonna do my homework, gonna do my homework, going all my way.
On the double,
I'm going all my way.
Before I get myself in trouble.
We would like to do a very beautiful Spanish folk song now for you. It's a Spanish song.
It's a Jewish song.
It's a Spanish song entitled
Jewish
Carnival.
Song.
Tell me, we are going to do a Spanish folk song entitled Carnival. It tells of the carnivals, the fiesta in Spain. It tells of the wind on the plains and the rains on the plains. And it tells how these things change the destinies of a young Spanish couple.
Jewish
very
couple.
This is a Spanish folk song. Carnival is a Spanish song. It's not a
Jewish song.
Oh, it is not.
Oh, gentle young lovers, wherever you... Oh, gentle young lovers in the carnival time in Israel. Oh, the sands are sparkling bright. Gentle breezes bring love into the hearts of this young Jewish couple.
Tommy, it is a Spanish couple, a young Spanish couple celebrating and having fun in the carnivals. It is not Jewish.
It's a Jewish...
Where do they have carnivals in Israel? Now tell me.
At the kibbutzes.
The kibbutzes?
Hadassah Nasa, kibbutzes! That's Israeli-Indian.
As I was saying, this tells of the gentle breezes.
It's a Jewish folk song.
Oh, gentle breezes bring the sound of the fair. Hi, gentle breezes.
Tommy.
Here comes the breezes bringing the herald in the beginning of...
Stop it. No gentle breezes.
The Gentile breezes.
That's very, very clever the way you gentle, Gentile. That is very funny.
Oh, words to me are a plaything.
Yes. Well, enough of the kidding around now. Really, it is a Spanish folk song.
Jewish folk song.
It's Spanish folk song, and that is final.
Stupid Arab.
Gypsy play, magic fingers play. Adasanasa.
I cut that out.
Will true love come my way?
I'm out of tune here.
What happened to your magic fingers?
What happened to your magic fingers? We're making this all up.
They don't care.
true love come my way on this carnival day, or will I be alone with my dream? I'll sing to the sun in the sky. I'll sing till the sun rises high. Carnival time is here, magical time of year. And as the time draws near, dreams lift my heart. I'll sing as I play my guitar. I'll cling to a dream from afar. Will love come my way this carnival day or stay here in my magical time of year? And as the time draws near, dreams lift my heart. I'll sing as I play my guitar. I'll cling to a dream from afar. This carnival day or stay here in my heart? Will true love come my way on this carnival day, or will I be alone with my dream?
Heads up to everyone, the Alaska Board of Fisheries is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Bristol Bay, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Chinook, and statewide finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, for consideration by the board in its 2025 to 2026 meeting cycle. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Thursday, April 10th, 2025 as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online, by mail, or fax. If you'd like to submit online, information is at www.adfg.alaska.gov. By postal mail, ADF&G, Board's Support Section, P.O. Box 115526, Juneau, Alaska 99811-5526, and fax 907-465-6094. All proposals must be received by Thursday, April 10th, 2025, at the Board's Support Section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for timely receipt.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak your
My, my, but you do look swell. Would you please walk a little slower? I wonder if you know that you're putting on a show. Could you please walk a little closer? I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
Don't sigh a sigh for me. Don't ever cry for me. This is goodbye for me. I know it through. I'm losing you. Love sang its song for me. Then things went wrong for me. Nights are too long for me because I'm losing you. Our love and our devotion were deep as any ocean. Then one day, like the tide, you began to change, and you became a perfect stranger. Someone is holding you, sharing the lips I knew. I can't believe it's true that I am losing you.
You are listening to KSDP in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM. I'm King Co, Alaska.
Hey, fellas, let's play some Soul Journey.
Tell me.
what you care for. Be smart, then you take it to heart, 'cause it hurts when your ego is deflated. Ooh, you don't realize that it's all compromise, and the problems are so overrated.
might have stomped on him instead of the other way around. But he had timing. A tick a tick a tick a good timing. A tock a tock a tock a tock a timing is a thing. It's true. Good timing brought me to you. Who in the world would have ever known what the lovers could do? If Queen Isabella hadn't hawked her jewels in 1492, but she had timing. A tick a tick a tick a good timing. A tock a tock a tock a tock a timing is a thing. It's true. Good timing brought me to you. What would have happened if you and I hadn't just happened to meet? We might have spent the rest of our lives walking down Misery Street, but we had timing. A tick a tick a tick a good timing. A tock a tock a tock a tock a timing is a thing. It's true. Good timing brought me to you. Yeah, we had timing. Whoa, 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 good timing.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
I'm leaving it all up to you. What you gonna do? Now do up to you.
Up to you.